Jerry Liskam Jr., Peter Ricci, do you return you back inside the GFL Memorial Gardens after 20 minutes of play? This is your Chuck Schroeder's first intermission. Chucks, 601 Great Northern Road, and pleased to be joined here in our first intermission from the Flint side of things, Darian Anderson. And Darian, a first period that was all about specialty teams, power play, shorthanded goal by Flint, but give us your take on that opening 20 minutes here tonight.
Yeah, there was a lot of power plays. I think it was good to get the first one and good for Aspie to get the shorthanded goal, but I think we got to capitalize a little better on our power play.
Was it the type of play and the type of 20 minutes you were expecting, two teams in such a highly contested battle in the Western Conference?
Yeah, this is a huge game. I mean, two really good teams, and yeah, there's a lot on the line. We're treating it like a playoff game, so yeah.
Darian, Peter Ricci here. I know you were drafted by Flint in 2022, kept your eligibility, however, available for U.S. college ranks. And do you still have the commitment to Clarkson?
Yes, I do.
Is it a verbal commitment?
It's official.
It's official. So is that your plan for next season, to go to Clarkson and, just a very prestigious school in Potsdam, New York?
Yeah, they're a really good team, good school. I think I'm just focused on this year first and then kind of assess what my options are at the end of the season.
And the other thing I want to ask you is, because I'd like to get comparisons from guys who've played in both. You played for the Lincoln Stars last year in the United States Hockey League. How do you compare the USHL to your first season in the OHL?
Yeah, they're very similar. I think a big difference, though, is like the high-end talent in the OHL is just it's pretty unreal, and I'd say that's the biggest difference I see. But, I mean, two really good leagues and competitive as well.
Darian, I think it's about a 35-minute drive almost directly due north-south between Brighton and Flint. Put into words what that experience obviously has brought to you and your family, being able to pretty much play at home.
Yeah, it's unreal. It's very nice to see my parents every day and not really have to be too far from home like I kind of was last year. And yeah, it's really nice to see him every day.
A team that brings in Kevin Hee, brings in Jacob Attaglia, early in the year, Mason Vicari, and what he has done for that team obviously speaks for itself. But if I was to say to you, what do you think are the biggest attributes of the Firebirds, or our characteristics in words?
Yeah, I'd say we play really hard, really fast. I mean, those additions are huge for us. They've been really big key parts in our team, but I think we play relentless and really tough and fast.
Darian, I know yourself and your teammates, you guys believe in this Flint Firebird team. Can you guys win the OHL's Western Conference, and what's it going to take?
Yeah, I think we definitely are capable of doing that. I mean, we definitely, it's going to take a lot. Like, I think we have it in our room and we have the people for it, so I think we can do it. Yeah.
I'm going to throw it out there, Pete, because I was just thinking back to Greyhound history. Keegan Houdeshell, Darian.
Yeah.
Familiar with that name?
I am, yeah.
Know him well or no?
I do, yeah. He's from where I am. We kind of work out together, too. I got to talk to him a lot over the past couple of years. He's a really good guy, yeah.
He was a sniper here.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
40 minutes left here tonight. What's the biggest thing you think? Maybe improvement-wise, or just stay things the way things are consistent, the way you guys played in the first? What do you think?
Yeah, I think we just got to clean up a couple things in our D zone. They're pretty skilled, so I think if we just clean it up there, we'll be fine.
Darian, appreciate you joining us
all
here
the
in this
best,
first.
Darian.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Darian Anderson, our guest, live between the benches here after 20 minutes of play. He and the Firebirds lead the Greyhounds by a score of 2-0. Hounds will be shorthanded 58 seconds to start the second period, but we still have a ways before we get there. Pete and I will recap that first period when we come back and continue more of your Chuck's Roadhouse first intermission. Chuck, 601 Great Northern Road, every day half-price appetizers after 9 o'clock. Conditions apply. More when we return. Pino's Get Fresh. Sue Greyhounds Hockey on the Sue's Rock Station. Rock 101, 99.5, and Flow Hockey.